Today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online is brought to you by the 5-star rated puzzle game Best Fiends. Try Best Fiends free today on the App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends. Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, who were the spirits that chose to torment an innocent child night after night?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. We'd love to hear them. Write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And, please share those stories. And if you like our show, you want to keep us on the air, we'd greatly appreciate that. Become an EPP, extra podcast person, as we call them. That's a supporter of our show. You sign up to do that at ghostpodcast.com or through Patreon. Just search Real Ghost Stories Online or patreon.com/realghoststories. Sign up there. $5 a month gets you access to all, like I said, the advanced episodes, the EPP bonus episodes, the archive of episodes, which is the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, and just so much more. And like I said, keeps us on the air. All of it's commercial free. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Tony and Carol with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
Well, Tony, not a whole lot.
Now that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, it's really good because my life has been like really crammed, packed full of shit.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like I'm a little bit caught up. It's a kind of a great feeling.
Isn't that a good feeling?
I could actually like sit down and watch a movie.
It's what a feeling when you're dancing on the ceiling. You know, it's just, it's like there's a party going on right here.
Oh my God.
It's a celebration.
But it is ain't exactly clear.
But it's a celebration to last throughout the year. So bring the good times and your laughter too. We're going to celebrate this party with you. Come on now.
Celebrate good times.
Come on.
I know. That's how I feel.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. So that's good. And so, you know, little things. But what I've been trying to do is write a play. Mm-hmm. And nothing like having a rehearsal date coming up really soon. So I was like, shit, I gotta get this damn thing done. And I did it. And it's funny. And I'm done. And now I can have a life again.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
Thank you. And you're going to come see it.
I do want to. Yes. I want to get over there and see this thing here. Because it might be like late summer and maybe like the end of summer trip or something like that.
That'd be great.
It'll be fun.
It'll still be going on.
Yeah. And if you're in the city of Wichita, you can see it too. So.
Uh-huh. It opens like the end of July.
There you go. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Let's jump into our first one of the evening. It starts out, my husband and I built a home 18 years ago. Once we moved in, I knew I hated the way the hallway that our three children's bedrooms were in. It felt heavy and negative, especially at the end of the hallway where our youngest child's bedroom was. I tried my best to shake that feeling, but every time I walked down that hallway, I could feel the hair stand up on the back of my neck. I did some research to discover that the land was part of Civil War. Native Americans were known for living in the area. A couple years living there, our daughter came screaming out of her room in the middle of the night. She had woken to her room feeling what she called not normal. An object from the shelf in her closet flew out and hit her. Our daughter refused to go back to her room for over 3 months. She slept on the couch or the floor in our room, but not her room. Her room was used to keep her clothes and belongings, and that's it. I got tired of this fear we had over us. One day, my husband was at work, the kids at school, and myself home early from work. I went into her room, closed the door. The room felt like static. I began to take my house back. I made it noticeably clear that this is my house. You're not allowed here. You cannot hurt my kids. I left the room shaking, but I did it. Around 2 weeks later, my daughter told me she felt better and she wanted to try going back into it. I never told anyone that I faced my fears and went into her room and faced whatever that was. Our kids are grown now. She now knows that I did it. She now knows what I did that day. Her room in the hallway still did not feel quite right to me. We still have the house. We have had many experiences, and this turned my non-believer husband into a believer. We experience voices, shadow figures, and objects move twice right in front of us. My husband and I are working for the U.S. government abroad while our two sons live and take care of the house. I still get my occasional update of paranormal events. I'll move back to the house in a year and a half. I've now found peace in the house. I myself had an experience in the garage that to this day blows my mind. Our ice maker and our refrigerator was broken. We had a freezer in the garage where we kept ice. The garage has no windows. Only light came from the bulb in the center of the ceiling. One night I walked into the garage to get ice, lifted the lid to the freezer, and to my right I saw what I call a shadow person come from the far corner of the closed garage door right past me and into the house. I stood there in complete shock, no idea what to think or do for that matter. That became a common occurrence eventually. In other parts of the house also. I'm a new listener to your show. I really enjoy listening to everyone's ghost stories. Thank you for what you do. Thoughts on those experiences?
I think it's so interesting because it's like this long process, you know, that this long period of time that's gone on and nothing has really stopped.
Yeah.
But she did stand up to it and it got somewhat better. I just don't know that I'm capable of living in a house that long and dealing with that shit.
Yeah.
I don't know that I could. And I think you have to be a pretty strong person to, because I would be terrified all the time. All the time.
I don't know how you would do it. I mean, it would just be something that would constantly be tormenting you and you would never really quite find peace with it. I mean, the fact.
Do you think some people can tune it out?
I think some can. I don't know how, you know, I know she went in there and she kind of battled it and it seemed to kind of go away. But then she still kind of felt it. I don't think I'd ever truly trust that it was truly gone. I just truly...
Well, and it obviously isn't.
I don't think that I would ever truly feel that the spirit had left the house.
Girl.
Continue on with the program.
It's hard when you do that shit. Because like here, I'm trying to be like, how could you deal with it? And you're thinking what song you're going to play.
Because I'm truly,
truly freaked out by you. Truly want you to go away.
Now somehow work in the, here's the ultimate challenge for someone. Like if you have to go give like a speech or a address to something somewhere. Yeah, and you give somebody like, you got, here's a phrase you have to like work into it. Penny lover. When the fuck would you ever use that phrase?
And what is it?
I don't even know. Is the name of the girl Penny? Penny lover.
I don't know. I never did know what that meant. I'm like, is that some term?
Penny lover.
I don't know. It sounds a little derogatory.
It kind of does. It's like, 20 book blowjob, come on by, you know, but I guess maybe Penny Lover was a more appropriate way to do it in 1988 adult contemporary radio.
Maybe, I don't know. I never did understand
that. What does Penny Lover mean? Here we go. This is, okay, let's find the meaning.
Nothing, it just sounded good in a song is probably the answer.
It says the song was written by Richie and his wife Brenda Harvey Rich. Okay, but what does it mean? It's a romantic ballad. Richie reminisces about how he met his lover, hopes she'll never leave him. This is, I guess it's just one of those mysteries. This is like the, it's like Seven Wonders of the World. Maybe it's the eighth. Penny Lover.
I guess so, because I'm stumped. I never have understood that.
I didn't ever really quite get it either. But there's no...
It'd be kind of cool if your house was haunted by someone like...
Lionel Richie?
Lionel Richie. Yeah, like someone who is talented, you know, or somebody who is funny, not like a tortured soul.
Yeah.
Just somebody who would be like Robin Williams. He'd be too tortured, although he could be funny at times.
I think that would be hell. I mean, because I think he'd always try and if he was back to being good Robin Williams, but I think he'd feel like he was always entertaining you and he'd always be on.
And then that would make his head just spin.
Yeah. It can only take so much of that and until you go crazy and it would not work out well. But
that would be kind of cool, you know, just to have one that's like, hey, I got you. I'm going to finish those dishes. I'm going to put them away rather than throw them out of the damn cupboard.
A convenient, that would be, helpful ghost. That would be wonderful.
Maybe that's that woman. Like, that's how she was able to live with it. Because she said she has other stories. Maybe the other stories are, when I got up in the morning, my dishes were all put away. I don't know.
Kids were dressed.
They were all put away.
They were ready for
school.
Nobody
was home, only me.
Yeah. That would be,
awesome.
A good ghost. You know, I am always looking for something to kind of occupy my time when I have that little bit of downtime because I'm always going. It's hard for me to just sit still. I like to have my mind moving. One of my favorite things is playing Best Fiends on my mobile device. It's engaging. There's always something new. Every time I'm always there, it's like, look at this new challenge. Look at that. It keeps me going. It's like a mental palate cleanser. If you want to keep your brain feeling good all summer long, check it out. For yourself. You are absolutely going to love it. Best Fiends is way more fun than other matching puzzle games out there. It's one of the games that makes 30 minutes feel like 30 seconds, and it's totally free to download. With thousands of fun puzzles to solve, there's something new every single day. You got to check this out for yourself. The really fun part about Best Fiends is how you can strategically team up with each character based on their special abilities to gain extra powers and items to level up your friends. Yeah, it's really cool. There's so much to love about the game. Give it a try and let me know how much you love it, if you love it as much as I do. Download the 5-star rated puzzle game Best Fiends free today on the App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends. Let's go to our next story. 855-853-4802, our number. This starts out when I was around 13 years old. My mother, my sister, and I were staying with my Aunt Susan. The lady that lives beside my Aunt Susan took her own life. The story I remember was that her son died in the army and she could not take the pain. She was an older woman, I would say around late to mid-50s maybe. It was just a few days after this tragic event happened. My cousin and my sister and I were upstairs in the bedroom playing. I decided to get a flashlight and shine it from the bedroom window into her windows. Now, I remind you, her house is completely black. No lights on at all and no one was staying there. After about 3 to 5 minutes of shining the flashlight from room to room, I shined the flashlight back towards the back window in the living room where she shot herself. And there stood an older woman, bright as can be. The house was pitch dark, and there stood this woman just standing, staring. I mean, so bright, scared the living hell out of me. I threw the flashlight, took off downstairs to my grandpa. I was in such shock of what I had just seen, I cannot even speak. I did not even tell my grandfather. I thought I was going crazy. I'd never been back to that house till about 4 years ago. I was around 13 when this happened, and I just turned 40. I decided to go back home to see my mother's grave and decide to stop by that house just long enough to take a couple pics and leave. I took 2 pics and left. I got back home, and my friend told me to zoom in on the window, and you can clearly see, plain as day, the face of a figure in the picture. Sometimes I thought maybe she was standing there, but maybe she thought I was being disrespectful shining the light into her house. I don't know. But I've never forgotten this, and I never will. This is what made me believe in the paranormal and ghosts. I just cannot get over how dark her house was, and she stood there so bright. Take a look at the pic and zoom in. You can clearly see a face figure in the window. It still blows my mind that after all those years, I go back just for maybe 3 minutes, long enough to take 2 pics and leave. Now you cannot tell me you do not see a face in the window. Sometimes I've wanted to get with someone that investigates and go back to that house together. Makes me wonder if her soul is trapped after seeing her in the window after that many years. Like I said, with her standing so bright in that window, her soul did not leave because it still is in that house. Thank you for hearing my story. Thoughts on the experience?
So did he send the picture?
That's what I'm looking for right now.
And I don't know that I want to see it, but a lot of times those pictures, people say, oh my God, look at that. And then I'm like, I can't see it.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I get that, like being so tormented, if you lose a child, I get why people would be pushed to that. And then, you know, maybe because she was so tormented in life and then she took her own life, she just can't move on.
Yeah.
I don't know. Which makes me really sad for her.
I'm looking at the picture right now. And
see it?
And I'm feeling myself starting to convulse. I feel the voices are coming through my body.
Like a Lionel Richie song could start at any time or something?
I feel like he's looking at me in the window. And Carol! Oh no! Oh!
Da-da!
Oh! There's a ghost in the window. So yeah, there's a ghost. There, I can see a face. I can see a face.
You know, I just think too, like the fact that you would
convulse to a Lionel Richie song.
Convulse, yeah. But like, you know, you're shining a flashlight into a house that where somebody killed themselves.
Yeah.
You know. There's not going to be great energy in that house. So it kind of makes sense to me. But all those years later, that she's still there, I guess.
It's taken at an angle. One could argue, you know, many things, but I see it. I mean, this is not one of those where it's like completely, you know, hidden or anything like that. There are ways that there could be shadowish type things that kind of create this facial structure, but I mean, it's more convincing than many. I'll say that.
Interesting.
So be better if there was a better angle at the house. I mean, ghost pictures are always that, you know, most of the time anyway, it's always just kind of like weird angles and things where you kind of don't expect it. And then you're kind of like, well, it could be, but it might be this, I don't know. Honestly, one of the, I'm not trying to brag, but I think that video I got a while ago where just straight on shadow one, shadow two, that went by, that was some of the weirdest footage I think I've ever seen. That was just kind of caught in broad daylight.
Was that the one of the house where the girls like shot the video underneath the house, or what was that one?
Yeah, it was okay. At the battlefield here at Prairie Grove Battlefield, where they just put their camera underneath the I think it's like the schoolhouse or something, and there was no way to get shadows down there the way that you're angling this thing in there. It's just enough light to kind of shine in there, and you can see the crawl space essentially, and in that crawl space, one shadow goes by. And another shadow goes by. And that's it. And there's no explanation for it. And it's like, oh, now I get what a shadow person is. Because there shouldn't have been a shadow where there was a shadow. It was as if it was like reflecting against a transparent wall, essentially. And it moved three-dimensionally through the air. And it's I think we posted it on Facebook. We posted it on YouTube. And it's been picked up a couple different, you know, YouTubers just kind of grab stuff without getting permission. That's how I guess it works now. But it's been featured on a lot of different like weird ghost video things now. So I'm proud of the girls for getting it because they're the ones who got it. Yeah. I mean, but so leave it to them to get. Of all the years of me trying to get a picture of a ghost, they try it one time and they get two shadow people. It's It's like, boom, boom. Like, okay, this is great.
Obviously, Dad's no good at it.
Yeah. Harper's always trying to get videos of ghosts now anytime we go anyplace. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. I didn't mean to go back into Lionel Richie, but who doesn't like a little bit of that? Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, it's the Pest. Now, you haven't heard from me in a little while. First off, I want to tell you thank you. You played two episodes. One was the Bashful Ghost, and then my friend predicting her death with Carol. I appreciate it. Thank you. Well, this episode, you know, is very special to me. You know that my husband and I got put into a nursing care facility. Well, he got better, so they moved him to assisted living. And I went to another nursing care facility to be near him. And, of course, that means we were separated from each other. I got a new roommate, and she was 84 years old, a total darling of a lady. And we got along just fine. I'm hard of seeing, she's hard of hearing, and we got along just fine. I pretended we would go places, like to the movies or shopping, and we'd actually pray out loud together. We got along just fine. But then, as you know, this nasty old COVID hit, and she went out twice a week for a doctor's appointment. So when you go out for a doctor's appointment or anything, you got put in observation for 14 days. Well, with her going out twice a week, I knew I wouldn't see her as my roommate in this room again. But every once in a while, I would see her when I went out for a doctor's appointment. Well, I got the COVID shots done, and that means I could stay in my room even if I go out for a doctor's appointment. And one night, I was sitting here just thinking over all the fun things that we had participated in. And I was sort of sad because I heard that she was losing weight because she wasn't eating good. Well, this particular night, I had my eyes closed and thinking, like I said, of the fun things we did. And all of a sudden, it felt like a big hug. And a big, like, kiss on my face. And then a whoosh and gone. And I'm thinking, oh, she's gone on. I'm happy, but I'm sad, too. So, and later on, a few hours later, it was the shift change. One of the aides came in and said, I hate to tell you. I said, you don't have to tell me. But she says, she has gone on. I said, I know. And she goes, how did you know? I said, I just know. When she left, she told me goodbye. And I think that is one of the most special things to have, you know, as her going away gift to me to let me know that she's going away with our father. Well, you take care, and thank you.
Thank you for calling in again and sharing your stories and giving us an update on how things are going in your world.
I could not love her more.
Yeah. She's great.
I love her.
I know.
Like, I just want to go hang out with her. Like, I don't know. Maybe it's because years ago I worked in a nursing home, so I have a very special spot in my heart. Mm-hmm. For people, well, a lot of people, but like, that is so sweet that, you know, because a lot of people, if she had to, you know, her husband is in assisted living, she's still in nursing, mm-hmm. you know, they get really angry about that. But instead, she found a way and a friend to make it better.
Yeah.
Like, and she had this really positive relationship. Then when she mentioned COVID, I'm like, ah, shit. Mm-hmm. But that is so beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, that's one of the most beautiful friendship stories ever.
Yeah.
It was just very special. And that kiss and the hug and all that, that was just, I loved that story. I loved it.
She's always full of good stories, and I'm glad that she's still able to call in, even with all the changes and everything that are going on.
If she lived in my town, I'd be going to visit her.
Yeah, I would too.
Like, she is just sweet.
I would too. Let's jump to our next caller, 855-853-4802, the number. Hi.
Hi, this is Lisa from Twin Lakes, Colorado. I purchased a home in Wisconsin, which is in a little town called Woodland. And I purchased that in 2002. It was purchased from two older ladies that had lived there since they were, I believe, 1904 was the family when they built it. It was built with an Italian theme, beautiful woodwork, huge 3,000 square foot farmhouse, and I decided to renovate it. So I'm living there by myself, and I lived there for a year and a half. And during that duration of time, I encountered a couple different things. The woman that had built it with her husband was named Dina, and she had two daughters and a son. And often what would happen is I would hear knocks at the back door, clear as day. My two Australian shepherds would acknowledge it. And of course, I'd open the door, nobody. I also would get the very heavy boots upstairs going across the floor, just walking, pacing. Would go upstairs, no one would be there. This would happen so often, and I didn't understand completely what was going on at the time. I thought it was raccoons, whatnot, that I actually would go sleep on the front porch. Once I rectified in my brain that, okay, obviously there's spirits here, I just kind of acknowledged them in a good way. I didn't feel like they were malevolent, but I would get this where I'd be cooking at the stove in the kitchen, and in the corner, I could see outside of, like, the corner of my eye, someone standing there, an older German-looking woman with her white apron on, and she would just be looking at me, and as soon as I gave it peripheral vision, she would disappear. So, I had someone come to the house to blast some of the spirits on. I was told that there was at least four spirits in the home, and a couple left, but we did the whole protocol and some still remain. So it's interesting. Like, you know, some choose to leave and some choose to not, even though they were given the same kind of ceremony with sage and go to the light. So I think it's an interesting concept to think about two ideas here. Why, when we give it peripheral vision, does the spirit dissipate and you can't see it anymore? And then the second question is, if you do the same ceremony, some are ready to go to the light and they do, but I didn't really want any of them there anymore. And the other three kind of just still decided to stay, which was fine because they eventually sold the house and whatnot. But yeah, I think they're probably still there to this day. Anyways, you have a lovely show. Thank you for all you do and have a fabulous day.
Thoughts on that?
Hats off to that superwoman.
Yeah.
Like, an old farmhouse, 3,000 square feet. I'm going to renovate it and move in by myself with my dogs. Like, I can't even put up a Ring doorbell by myself, you know? Like, I just suck at that shit. And so the idea of someone like her in this world, like, hats off.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Okay. That said, she's a very impressive woman. But, you know, I don't know when you go through something like that and some of them go and some of them stay. I mean, is sage really getting rid of them? You know what I mean? Like, can you really, really get rid of them? Or is it just like they're, you know, I'm done.
I've always wondered.
Sage got to go.
I don't know why sage has the powers that it does. But people say it's not so much the sage. It's more so the intent,
ceremony.
The intent behind it.
Okay. Yeah.
To a certain extent. So I get that, but then at the same point, okay, then why can't I use just like a bunch of clovers or something? You know, I mean, does it matter truly what the what the object is that's burning?
I don't know. Somebody probably does. I don't know. But I just think, you know, just to live in a house out, like she said, farmhouse, so there's no neighbors. Mm-hmm. And so you're out there by yourself, literally, and hearing shit walking around the house. I don't know that I can handle that.
No.
That's like a scary movie. Like, woman moves into the house to renovate it.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the shit starts happening.
Yeah.
Like, that's a movie. But I'm kind of glad that she sold it.
I think things will be better for her without having all that.
Well, I mean, there's just a lot, number one, because she's renovating a 3,000 mm-hmm. square foot home.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just think, you know, especially when you're alone and you're not alone, that is just, I think it would drive me crazy.
Yeah. No, I agree. Thank you for sharing that.
But yeah. she's sane. Like, she sounded super pleasant.
I know. Well, I think she's moved on from it a bit, you know, mentally.
I'm happy.
I think it'd be a little different if it was, you know, right there at that exact moment still.
I'd still be messed up from it.
Yeah. It's That's me. Thanks for sharing that one with us. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. That's going to wrap up today's episode of the show. If you like it, keep us on the air. Become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Get all the bonus episodes, everything we got for you. Check it out, ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.